Hello, I'm Lennart Ehmann. Welcome to our podcast about mobility. How will we move in the future? That's the question we're trying to answer today. Today we want to take a look at an exciting idea. Elon Musk is also asking himself this question about mobility. With his company Tesla, he is a pioneer in the field of electromobility. And with SpaceX, he is revolutionizing space travel. He presented another version in 2013, the Hyperloop. His idea is to shoot a floating capsule on magnetic rails at high speed through an almost vacuumized tube. Since there is no resistance from the air, the capsule is supposed to be able to reach almost 1,200 kilometers per hour. It would be possible to travel from Hamburg to Munich in just 45 minutes. That sounds like the future for now, but research is underway around the world to bring the project forward. Today we talk to Luca Möller to find out how realistic this project is. Hello, Mr. Luca Möller.
Good day.
You are also doing research on high-speed trains. What exactly does your research look like?
We are in the field of electric transport systems, which means that everything we see in land-based high-speed systems are, of course, electric vehicles and electric systems, and we are trying to further develop the topic of driving with electricity in the various forms. This also includes the maglev systems that I have also been involved in.
What do you think? Is the Hyperloop realistic?
Well, what first distinguishes the Hyperloop is that the Hyperloop awakens emotions and a spirit of exploration. That motivates, of course, but many of the topics that would have to be read for the Hyperloop are not yet technologically possible. I say that even in 20 years we will not ride the Hyperloop, but it is gratifying that so much research is being done on the subject.
How far the Hyperloop really is in the development, we hear now from Martin Martinus. He is part of the project Hyperloop.
Hello, I'm Martin Martinus, and the Hyperloop is already well on its way in development. Right now, we are working on the demo Hyperloop. That means we are building a prototype of the Hyperloop with tube and track. This year, we want to check the technical feasibility of the demo prototype.
You are a university project, so you are a little bit smaller than the companies working on it. What are the challenges you have to face?
The problem is that people come and go all the time. Knowledge comes, knowledge goes.
However, your team has often impressed Elon Musk and won various competitions. You even set a speed record with 482 kilometers per hour through the tube. In addition to such small research groups, there are also companies that are researching the feasibility of the Hyperloop. Many of them are based in the USA, for example the company Hyperloop One. They have been testing since 2016. To add to this, the Hyperloop is not a novelty. Now let's talk about why the Hyperloop is more promising than the past projects.
Well, I don't want to say if it's promising, but at least there's a lot of research going on. Previous projects only failed because the market was missing, but not the technology. At that time, the railroad was good. It's also hard to build a system as large as the Hyperloop needs. We don't know what energy and resources will be like in the future. For example, if we think about another system from the past, the Transrapid, we see that there was massive uproar against this project back then as well. For example, farmers did not want to sell their fields to make the construction of the line possible. It would be similar today.
Thank you. Next episode we will look at what needs to be done in politics to make a project like the Hyperloop possible. Bye and see you next time.
Goodbye.